This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. Well, midnight has passed in Chicago, and thousands of teachers are now on strike after the union there and the city's education officials failed to reach an agreement on contract negotiations. Teachers have been in talks with officials in the city administration of Mayor Rahm Emanuel for months over wages and job security primarily. Now, the strike comes just as the new school year kicks in, and it's expected to impact hundreds of thousands of students and their families. We go now to Becky Vivi, education reporter for Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ, who's outside the Blaine School on Chicago's north side where a picket line has been set up. Is that right, Becky?
That's correct.
Can you describe the scene there at the school?
Yeah, there, there's about, I would say, 40 to 50 teachers, staff members, all wearing red, holding signs that say on strike. There are teachers, you know, they've sang a few chants, solidarity forever, you know, we are the union. There are more than 600 schools where similar scenes are taking place. We have reporters spread across the city who are seeing very similar situations.
Give us a feel, Becky Vivi, of just how many students affected across the city in the Chicago public schools.
Yes, so there's 350,000 students roughly that are affected by the strike today. There are total 402,000 students in our system, so about 52,000 are in the city's charter schools, which don't have unionized teachers. So those students are in class today. There are a number of schools that the district has opened for a half day to provide meals for students and some engaging activities so that they're not on the streets.
Okay, Becky Vivi from Chicago Public Radio at WBEZ. Help us understand a little bit how we got here. Certainly, wages have to be an issue between a teachers' union and a city that's under enormous budget pressure in the administration of Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He came into office pledging to get tough on the teachers' unions. Is it just about money? How did we get here?
Right. So, well, it is a lot about money. We had a big state legislation passed last year that really did limit the items that this union can bargain over to primarily compensation, wages, and benefits. This union leadership, they were elected about a year before Mayor Rahm Emanuel came into office, and they were elected from a caucus within the union that really wanted to make the union about the quality of schools and about more than just the wages. And so you have this strange dynamic where this union has been pushing for smaller class sizes, better working conditions, more social workers and nurses. And then you get a mayor who's coming in and trying to deal with things in his way. And they've had a very adversarial relationship the whole year, and it's come to this point.
Well, I want to turn to one of those teachers that we're talking about since we've got one on the line now. Shion Barrett is a teacher at Gage Park High School in Chicago, holding a picket sign outside the school. Shion, is this just about money? How much are we talking about?
The way Becky describes it in terms of the legislation is completely accurate. The issue, though, is we all elected this new leadership because we want to fight on issues besides just pay and benefits. So there was even a situation where our House of Delegates, it's basically the leaders, elected leaders from each building in the city, voted unanimously to reject the recommendation for approximately a 16% raise in response to a longer school day because of all the other issues that were not on the table.
Okay, so the mayor wanted to have a longer school day. There was some increased money for teachers involved. That was rejected. Shion Barrett, teacher, what is the way forward here? You're dealing with a tough mayor. Rahm Emanuel has that reputation. The teachers union is tough too. What's the way forward as far as you're concerned?
I think we really have to bring it back to the key issues like Becky mentioned of class sizes, of proper services. I work in a neighborhood high school where, you know, we serve some of the highest need students, and we've got a part-time social worker and a part-time nurse and a part-time psychologist for approximately 1,000 students. You know, these are the type of emergencies that students can't schedule to have, right? If they're having a severe mental situation, they really need those services at that moment. So there are all of these issues that if we really get back to what students need, Even just on the basic level, on Thursday, my classroom was 96 degrees because we don't have any air conditioning. So facilities issues, class sizes, these are things that I believe if the city leadership comes back to the table and chooses to discuss them, that we can see a resolution much quicker.
All right. Well, we've reached out to some of those city officials. We haven't heard back yet, but Shion Barrett, teacher at Gage Park High School in Chicago, I want to thank you for joining us. We also heard from Becky Vivi, education reporter for Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ. Now, we want to hear from you on this. Teachers are popular. Teachers' unions, not so much. Who do you think the victims are in Chicago today? The students? The teachers who need more money, smaller class sizes? The budget cutters at the city government? Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE. That's where to reach us. Again, that number, 8778-MY-TAKE.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.